SBS Radio.
Breaking down cultural barriers to consumer protection in New South Wales. Minister, it's a very good initiative. Can you explain why you have taken this into account?
Look, I think it is a wonderful initiative, and I think it demonstrates the sincerity of the New South Wales government in ensuring we're doing everything we can on behalf of our cultural diverse communities to ensure that every cent that they work so hard for stays with them and that it is not unnecessarily lost through any fraudulent or criminal activity that may be taking place in this state. People from culturally diverse backgrounds, they're in business, they're entrepreneurs, they work very hard, but we also know that they can be quite vulnerable, and they can be vulnerable through the breakdown of language. And if people are struggling and they don't understand something because of that language breakdown, they can contact in my office, Multicultural New South Wales, and we'll interpret those languages for them. We'll make sure they get the right information to make the best informed choices so they do not lose any money.
Minister, can you tell me one thing? I think you have noticed that the petrol prices in different petrol stations is a different prices. So can your government ensure that there will be one price in all over Australia or all over New South Wales? Do you have any initiative on that?
Look, we do have an initiative. We actually have an app that we've developed which people can go to, and it's the Fuel Check app. Very, very important app, because everybody has an iPhone. Everybody has a device in their pocket. They can get that app on their phone. And what that means is that they can click on and find the cheapest prices for petrol in their local vicinity. And this price can vary sometimes 10 or 20 cents per litre. And that's a lot of money when you look at that over the space of a year when you're driving around. So get the app. It's very clear. It's very easy. And it will take you immediately to the closest service station in your vicinity where you can save money.
Yeah, I understand. That's an app that could help the people. But government, do you have any plan? Because this is a consumer thing. So government don't have any plan to put all petrol station in one price?
No, we'll see. We have a free market, and we also see the fluctuating fuel prices each and every day with the value of a barrel of oil, and that resonates right through our communities. We also have a free market approach, and it's just like the price of bread or the price of milk. People will know that they can go to Aldi's, or they can go to Coles, or they can go to Woolworths, and there will be a difference in the price of those particular consumables. Petrol is exactly the same. So then what we've done, we've now got an app where people can just sit there in the comfort of their car, click on the app and have a look at where the cheapest petrol price is in their vicinity, and that may be up to 20 cents per litre cheaper. And so if they do that every time they've got to fill up, they're going to save a lot of money over a year.
I appreciate that. Minister, I can ask you one more thing. When you're talking about the big retailers in Australia, they have done a good initiative stopping the plastic bags. That was free. But now they're making business with selling the plastic bags to the consumers, you know, customers. So what do you think? Are they protecting the environment or they're selling their product?
Look, we want to see everybody take a very, very proactive approach to cleaning up our environment. Look at this wonderful country of Australia. Look at our beaches. Look at the pristine waterways that we have. We know that plastics will inevitably end up there, and that is going to damage our environment. So we're taking every approach that we possibly can from a New South Wales government perspective, but we're saying to people, be responsible. And we're saying to consumers, and we're saying to businesses, be responsible in your approach when you are actually passing on plastics that may end up in our waterways. But at the end of the day, anybody who receives a plastic bag, any person in our community, if they dispose of that properly, it won't end up in our waterways.
Minister, I'd like to thank you and your government for the initiative of buying up that cans and plastic bottles. So what you can say on this?
Well, look, it has been just one of the most phenomenal initiatives that we've launched, and we are seeing millions and millions of dollars put back into the hands of people each and every day. Young children who are collecting bottles and cans, going down, making pocket money. We're seeing wonderful charitable donations that are made made through the collection of that particular litter that would otherwise be on the streets, or ultimately it might end up in our creeks and our waterways. So Return and Earn is putting money back into people's pockets, and that's what the New South Wales government, that's the message we're trying to get through there. We know that the cost of living impacts on families, but through these approaches, you know, whether or not it's the cut in green slips, and we've seen hundreds of dollars saved on green slips, we're seeing the price of licences come down when people, you know, act responsibly and they don't speed, where they can save 50% on their licences. We're seeing the Return and Earn. We're seeing the Active Kids Rebate, where every family who has a child playing sport can claim $100 back. I mean, that's an enormous amount of money. When you look at all of those particular issues, it's putting money back into the pockets of our parents who work so hard for it. It's about our way as a New South Wales government of saying, we want to thank you for the hard work you do as a community, and we're trying to give some of that money back.
Minister, one more last question. You know, bullying is a political word in this country. So I want to ask, as a multicultural minister, what step your government has taken to stop bullying in the schools, because our children don't want to grow up in that environment. What's your government initiative on that?
Look, I always maintain that I was raised with the values of manners, courtesy and respect, and I live by that. Everywhere I go, I say to people, just have respect. You might not like someone, you might not like what they do, but respect that person for the person that they are. And provided those people are abiding by the law, and we know that 99.9% of people, you know, in our country are law-abiding citizens. Each and every one of them should be respected. We have that enshrined in the policies of legislation in this House. The New South Wales Parliament was the first parliament to enshrine the principles of multiculturalism in legislation right here where we sit today. And I'm incredibly proud, and we stand by that, but respect for each and every one. In schools, we need to do more work, and I'm actually focusing on that work right now through policy initiatives with my government so that we can play a more proactive role ensuring that our children maintain that respect from an early age. And I think on the large part they do, because our children are now growing up in a much more culturally diverse nation than what we did even back 10 or 20 years ago. And it's wonderful to see the initiatives in those schools where our teachers and our principals are embracing cultural diversity very, very broadly. I think that's a great way of breaking down those particular religious and cultural divides. But we do need to ensure that every person grows up with those values of courtesy and respect for one another.
Minister, thank you for your time to SBS Radio Bangla program.
It's wonderful, and thanks so much again to SBS. They do an incredible job on behalf of our multicultural communities.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.